Limerick is set to become the first city in Ireland with a directly elected mayor with executive powers. A plebiscite in May 2019 decided that, but today the Cabinet approved the drafting of legislation for the new role and to make it happen by the end of the year. Cian McCormack has this report.
It is the most significant reform of local government since the foundation of our state. So it's a huge opportunity for Limerick to grasp.
Minister of State for Local Government and Planning Peter Burke says Ireland's first directly elected mayor could be in place by the end of the year.
We're hoping to deliver it in the final quarter. That's a very ambitious timeline, but we're very conscious that it's back in May 2019 when the people of Limerick voted for a directly elected mayor.
Today, government approved the drafting of legislation for the new role of Limerick City and County Mayor.
We're obviously in a lot of uncertainty. We're at a race against time, essentially, to deliver the legislation this year and also have an election this year.
The mayor will stay in office until 2029, and the position will have powers over housing, building, road transport and safety, strategic development and environmental services.
The new mayor, he or she will be the executive head of County Limerick. He or she will have the power to propose an annual budget to the council. They will, within their election, develop a programme for Limerick, and that would deliver on all the aspirations and vision for County Limerick and Limerick City. They would also propose a development plan, which obviously is the cornerstone document and how we deliver our infrastructure.
Additional functions may be transferred from government departments as well.
That is correct. There's a number of additional functions. So the mayor would have the right, in theory, to be consulted on decisions by Irish Water, by Sláintecare, insofar as it affects Limerick, and essentially by national transport plans and all areas like that, education and training. And that will have to be worked through with the various different departments. So what we want to achieve is that at the core of national decision making, the mayor will be involved in terms of the decisions that affect Limerick County and City, and that will have to be legislated for, and that will be done throughout this process as we go through the Houses of the Oireachtas.
That's a lot of power, it's a lot of services under the control of one person. Will they be backed up by money? Will the budget be there?
There's a significant budget for Limerick to commence with, 401 million. This is a very significant role.
The mayor will be paid €130,000, the same as a Minister of State, and the existing Limerick CEO will become a Director General and retain responsibility for council finances.
Yes, there will be the equivalent of the Minister of State's salary, which is in the region of €130,000. They will essentially have an office of five individuals, four which will come directly for the local authority, plus a special advisor, which is in line with the current rank of a junior ministerial portfolio.
The CEO of the local authority will be displaced. That position will become a Director General job. Will that cost much more money?
One more grade up from the current chief executive rate of salary in the local authority's pay scale is where the new Director General will form. And that reflects the additional responsibility.
According to the minister, that means that subject to a final decision, the salary would jump from a CEO's rate of over €160,000 to just over €170,000 for the new position of Director General. Limerick councillors will be briefed by the minister today. Limerick's current mayor, Michael Collins of Fianna Fáil.
Yes, I very much welcome newly elected mayor for Limerick, Limerick City and County. It's an exciting time for Limerick.
Fine Gael councillor Daniel Butler agrees, but raises questions about potential costs.
There's a number of costings associated with the office of the mayor, and they include advisors. And then, as you've outlined, there's also payment increases due for the chief executive, even though they have reduced function. So I think we definitely need to still look at that kind of detail, because we do want to provide greater power for the people of Limerick, we want us to provide them with a service that is good value for money, and we don't want to see unnecessary wastage.
And that was Councillor Daniel Butler ending that report by Cian McCormack. After the break, COVID outbreaks in meat plants in Wexford and Cork. We'll be hearing from the trade union SIPTU about its concerns in relation to quarantine and sick pay.